This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society with today's episode of History on the Go. Henry Plummer, one-time sheriff of Bannock, hanged by the vigilantes, is a controversial figure whose actions have been hotly debated. Was he a good guy wrongly accused, or was he guilty of highway robberies and murders? Setting that issue aside, however, a look at Plummer's activities in Nevada City, California, provides interesting insight. Plummer was serving as town marshal when he shot and killed Henry Vedder over the affections of Vedder's wife. Apologists claim that Plummer was only trying to help Vedder's abused wife get away. Plummer was convicted of murder, but charges of jury misconduct resulted in a mistrial. Plummer was again tried and again found guilty. Sentenced to 10 years at San Quentin, Plummer used his considerable charm and good connections to convince prison officials that he was terminally ill with tuberculosis. Official prison correspondence reveals that Plummer asked for a pardon, not claiming innocence, but because he had only months to live and wanted to die at home. Plummer's other well-connected friends wrote letters to Governor John B. Weller to that effect. The governor, moved by Plummer's illness, issued a full pardon. After serving only 6 months of his sentence, Plummer returned to Nevada City and was soon so healthy that the town reinstated him as marshal. Plummer was then involved in two more killings in Nevada City. Arrested in the second, he escaped from the jail and fled to Oregon. The editor of the local Nevada City newspaper noted that Plummer's hasty retreat was good riddance of a sinister, dangerous man. Plummer clearly carried plenty of baggage. Whether guilty or innocent of crimes in Montana, the controversy he continues to stir proves that history is not dead. This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society. Visit us, become a member, and show your love for Montana's heritage.